Okay, welcome everybody to this social statistics session. Our first speaker today is Alberto Como, and he's going to be talking about Bayesian social network analysis with Bergen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. My name is Alberto Como, and I'm a lecturer in statistics at the Dublin Institute of Technology. And today I'm going to talk about the Bergen package, which is implementing Bayesian exponential random graph model for social network analysis. This is a package that I created, and I am still the maintainer of this package. So first of all, we will introduce some definitions and notations. So social networks are generally represented by graphs of nodes that may represent a variety of different actors, such as people, companies, industries, whatever you want, and edges that are relations between these nodes. In social network analysis, in most models, we assume that the number of nodes, capital N, is fixed, and we basically regard the structure of the graph, the relational structure of the graph, as a random realization. So capital Y is going to be our random adjacency matrix encoding the presence or absence of an edge between the nodes of the graph. So it's going to be Y is going to be a random N times N adjacency matrix, where each entry is, yij is going to be either 1 if the node I is connected to node j, and it's going to be 0 if node I is not connected to node j. Generally, self-loops are not allowed, so entries on the diagonal are equal to 0, so yii is generally equal to 0. We will use the notation that a small y is a realization of capital Y. So here you have a picture of a simple, very simple graph of six nodes, and here you have the associated adjacency matrix. So we will not be focusing on the properties of the nodes. We will just model the relational structure of the network graphs. So the basic assumptions behind exponential random graph models is that the observed network structure Y is generated by a stochastic process in which edges are created because of the presence or absence of other edges. Local effects are represented by network statistics that we include in the model that generate dyadic relations and might depend on the surrounding environment. So the presence, as we said, the presence of edges is not just a dyadic property, but is going to be influenced by the presence or absence of other edges, especially the ones involving the nodes in understudy. For example, similar attributes are generally more likely, nodes with similar attributes are generally more likely to form friendship edges, so this is regarded as homophily. Two nodes connected to a third node are likely to form an edge between them. So this is basically a triangular clustering. Exponential random graph models are defined as the probability of observing a network graph as an exponential function of theta times a vector of sufficient statistics, S of Y, divided by C of theta, which is a normalizing constant. So basically these models, which represent the most popular family of network models, are describing the probability of observing a certain network structure and a certain adjacency matrix as a function of the parameter theta. Theta is the vector of parameters associated to the network statistics that we have included in the model. Examples of network statistics are number of edges, number of triangles, number of any kind of network statistics we want to include in our model. The issue related, from a computational point of view, the issue is that exponential random graph models are not tractable in the sense that the normalizing constant cannot be analytically computed. And basically, the normalizing constant cannot be computed for non-trivially small networks. In terms of Bayesian inference, from a computational point of view, the situation is even worse because the posterior distribution is doubly intractable, since both the likelihood normalizing constant C of theta and the marginal likelihood P of Y are not available. In this equation, you also see the Bayes theorem. So the posterior, we are interested in inferring the posterior, the probability of theta given the data as a function of the likelihood and of the prior distribution P of theta divided by the marginal likelihood. So Bergm is an R package which provides a comprehensive framework for Bayesian estimation and model adequacy for exponential random graph models using advanced Monte Carlo algorithms. Bergm is based on the StatNet package, StatNet packages, so in some sense is complementing the ERGM packages included in StatNet. ERGM is implementing frequentist analysis of ERGM. Bergm is implementing Bayesian exponential random graph models. The main function of the Bergm package are these three. So Bergm is actually the main function which is implementing fitting Bayesian exponential random graph models using approximate exchange algorithm. Then, of course, we have Bergm output, which is a function which returns some summaries of the posterior parameter density estimate. And then we have the function bgoff, which is implementing Bayesian goodness of fit diagnostics. Let's see an example here. I just loaded the StatNet package, which is containing this very well known data set, Zachary Karate Club. It's a network on 34 nodes. Representing members of this karate club interacting between them. So it's a very small graph. Here you can see the picture of the graph. So suppose we are interested in this simple ERGM specification. So we would like to basically model this overall structure by including some local network effects expressed by described by network statistics. In particular, we will choose these three statistics: number of edges, representing the density of the network; geometrically weighted degree. So this statistic here, called GW degree, means geometrically weighted degree. So it's a geometrically weighted function of the degree distribution of the network. And then we also include the geometrically weighted edgewise share pattern statistics. So basically, the first statistic is somehow capturing the tendency towards density. The second one is somehow capturing the preferential attachment or popularity in the network. The third one is capturing the transitivity, or better in this case, which is an undirected network. We are actually aiming at describing the clustering effect through the calculation of triangles. Using, you can see here from the code is a completely identical to the ERGM package for those who are familiar with this package. We just fixed the geometrical weighted tuning parameter, decay parameter, to be 0.2. So it's very simple. It's completely analogous to the model formulation that we have in StatNet. The good thing about Bayesian, the Bayesian approach, is that we can include prior informations regarding our model. In particular, this is a very trivial example, but we generally have the possibility of using normal prior distribution. In this case, I chose a vague prior distribution, so I set the variances equal to 5. The density of the network is generally low. In this case, for sure, it's going to be less than 0.5. So I expect theta 1, so the parameter associated to the density parameter, which is the number of edges, to be negative. By using prior information, we can actually include here a normal distribution centered at minus 2 with a variance equal to 5. For those who may want to include a more informative prior, you may, for example, decrease the value of the variance and concentrate most of the probability mass on the negative parameter space. Here, I haven't included correlation between the parameters, but of course, what generally in real-world networks is expected is that the density and the clustering are negatively correlated. Also, generally, theta 3, which is associated to the clustering effect, is generally positive. So another possible prior specification might be to include the mean here, which is 0, actually can be set to a positive value. This is the structure of the approximate exchange algorithm. So here I just replaced this is very simple algorithm in order to understand also the arguments inside the function, the Bergmann function. So there are n chains interacting with each other. Main iters times n chains is giving you the overall number of iterations in the MCMC algorithm. The parameter proposal distribution is a function of this parameter gamma. And also we have to tune the number of auxiliary iterations used at the step 2 to simulate networks at each step of the main MCMC algorithm. So in some sense, the approximate exchange algorithm behind this function is an MCMC within MCMC algorithm. This algorithm allows us to sample from a distribution, a doubly intractable distribution. Here is an example. So Bergmann model, we have just specified 1,500 main iterations, six number of chains, so twice the model dimensionality. So overall, we're going to have 9,000 iterations. The only parameter that, auxiliary iterations has to be proportional to the number of dyads. So 3,000 should be large enough. The parameter that we have to tune is this gamma, 0.9. This has to be tuned in order to get more or less 20-21% acceptance rates. For those of you who know MCMC, this is the optimal acceptance rate. So the higher is the value of gamma, the lower is going to be the acceptance rate, and vice versa. And then we have our prior specification here. So these are the results that you get from this very simple model. We have a very rich picture of the uncertainty because we don't know. We have the mean, the standard deviation. We have also all the quantiles and percentiles based on the posterior distribution. And as you can see, the acceptance rate that I reached setting gamma equal to 0.9 is around 20%. Here we have also produced by the Bergmann dot output function the graphical diagnostics, so the traces, the curves of the posterior density, and the autocorrelation plots. Then, after we have performed this analysis, we can check the goodness of fit diagnostics. This is very similar to the RGM package, except for the fact that we actually sample. We draw a sample from our posterior distribution, so we collect, 100 parameters from our posterior distribution, and from each of these parameters we simulate networks, and then we compare the simulated networks to the original network in order to see if there is a good match between the distribution, network statistics distribution of the simulated networks against the observed network. And here you see the results. So I actually took a sample of 100 parameter points from the posterior. I simulated, I used the same number of iterations to simulate networks. So for each of these 100 parameters, I simulated one network using 3,000 simulation. simulations. And then these are just graphical arguments. So ndag, ndist, and nasp is just the number of degree minimum geodesic distance and edge washer part and statistic that I want to plot in our in my plots. As you can see here, for this very simple example, there is a good match if the red line represented the distribution of the original network is going to fall inside the 95% interval generated by the simulated networks. So to conclude, Bergmann has been extensively used in various applications recently, and it's under continual development. Future developments will include improved scalability. There is a calibrate Bergmann function inside the package, which allows us to correct the pseudo-likelihood estimation in order making everything much, much faster. We will include also function to handle missing data and model selection procedure for marginal likelihood base factor estimation. If you want to know more about exponential random graph models with R, you can find this manual that I'm keeping, which is again under continual development, where I both go through frequentist and Bayesian inference for exponential random graph models. Thank you.
Okay, we have a couple of minutes for questions, if there are any for Alberto. Yes?
Is it possible to specify user statistics as in the ERGM model package?
Yeah, you can. I actually did that. There is also on my GitHub page, there are some other statistics that I include. You can use the ERGM term package to create new statistics. And once you update the statistics in the RGM package, Bergmann will be automatically able to deal with those. Yeah. So it's we're using ERGM for all the simulation and network statistics calculations.
Any others? Yeah.
Currently, how many nodes can you? Easily
how many nodes?
Nodes.
I mean, we're still working on the calibrate Bergmann function, which is potentially able to deal with a few thousand of nodes, let's say 5,000 in, let's say, less than an hour. it of course depends on the size also of the model, because for example, in this case, in order to improve mixing, we have to set also number of chains, which is generally twice the model dimensionality. So if you have a 20-dimensional model, you will have to set 40, let's say 40, or maybe less, but a high number of chains. But we are working on this, and we will be able to estimate networks on a few thousand of nodes.
Okay, thank you. Let's thank Alberto and move on to our next speaker. It's a setup.